And we are going to move on. Yesterday, we ended the day with informational items. We're on number 20, reservation customer service review process. And we have Mr. Derek Dorr with us. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Derek Dorr, Regional Supervisor for the Southeast Region. Like to welcome all of you. I'm glad we had that tour yesterday. We're going to talk about a little bit of that. But to start, I think we're going to go with we're going to talk about our guest review system. We've had a guest review system for a very long time, all the way back to when it was just a paper review system. Throughout the years, we've had various systems, whether it be grades, A, B, C, D, or at this time we are doing a star system now. So 1 to 5, that's kind of the standard of what we're seeing now. I'm sure all of you have at one point or another sat down and looked at reviews for products and things like that. This is really no different. Our system has been set up with this for a long time. We utilize these all of this feedback as a way to manage our customer feedback and utilize that to make the best product we can. So how that works for us, day use people do have an opportunity to do it, but the majority of the comments we get are overnight stays, and the reason why is because we have their information. When we check them in and check them out, they'll have an email address, and that's when we automatically send them a guest review. So that's how we get their information. So kind of some weird words here. It's kind of the industry standard word with the trust and social proof, decision-making aid, improved online visibility and feedback loop. But this is kind of what we see when a customer fills out a comment card or a review. They have an opportunity to speak or type in feedback, written feedback, and that's kind of where we get the most benefit from things. But when we get these reviews sent to us in the park, this is kind of what it looks like, and you can see on the top there that overall experience, five would be 5 stars. So just so everybody's kind of aware of what's going on. So some of these are a little small, so I'm going to read some of these. But as I said earlier, most all of us have been caught sitting reading reviews for products that we want to buy or where we want to stay. No different in the parks world. So some of these things are important. Customers trust other customers, right? That's just kind of how it is. So positive reviews build the credibility that we like. So I don't know if some of these, I'm going to read some of these just because they're hard to read up there and in this system. But we take valuable information from this. The top one up there, the hosts are friendly and available if needed. We utilize that. People say great stay, amazing things like that. It's all normally very positive or constructive. So, decision making aids. This goes back to when we're reviewing stuff and we're looking at places to stay ourselves. We're going to look and see what other people think of the area, and this is very, very applicable. If somebody's traveling across our state and they want to get off for a short time, they don't want to drive 15, 20 miles off the interstate. They want to find someplace close. So, the great find there, it was right off the highway, clean, hot showers, things like that. Some coin phrases that people are looking for when they're trying to make a decision on where they're going to want to stay. So it's very important for helping people aid in their decision making and where they're going to stay with us. So again, improved online visibility. This is what you're going to see when you're making a reservation at our parks. I'm really singling out the Southeast. This is for the entire state though. So you go on and you want to stay at North Point Rec area and you want to look at reviews. It's right there. You can click on the see reviews and then they can judge on whether or not they want to stay there or the things that they're looking for. So, the feedback loop portion is probably what we use the most. This is kind of a funny one. It's the eyes of the park from the user perspective, right? So, when customers see stuff and they're living in the park for their short time with us, it's always good to understand what they're seeing. This one's kind of funny. You know, two guys spent many hours power washing a restroom. Well, one guy did, you know. So, I mean, managers can use that to redirect seasonal staff or applaud seasonal staff for their efforts. You know, negative feedback can be constructive. You know, we have to work while people are staying. People stay 5, 7 days a week, right? Work happens. This was one where it was incredibly loud when we were doing road work. You know, unfortunately, we have to do some of that. So we have, with these user feedback, we have constant communication with them. They have the ability, if they want us to answer them, we will answer them back so that they know that we are listening and that their opinions matter to us. So that's just one example. Here's another example where, you know, a mix of positive and negative reviews can be beneficial. A lot of the things that we do and what I'm going to talk about later on today, some of that stuff comes from these reviews. If we get constant reviews on something, we're going to look at fixing that, right? It's all about what our customers want. And sometimes when you're in it every single day, you don't notice it like our customers do. So, you know, I liked camping. The tent sites were wonderful. The biggest issue with the tent sites was a massive light. Okay, well, this tent site actually has a big street light that's close to it. So, should we move those tent sites? Obviously, we are setting it for tent sites. We want lights there for security purposes, but if we get enough of these types of comments, we may look at moving some of that security light around so that we can kind of manage that a little bit. So, and the biggest reason for the feedback loop is recognition of our staff. They work their tails off. Campground hosts are the face of the campgrounds a lot of times. This is a perfect example of that. This is a Union Grove host couple. They've been there for a lot of years. They work very hard at creating a community every weekend for their group, and it shows. And we utilize these positive feedback to motivate the staff. We're getting into the time of year. 4th of July is thankfully behind us. People are starting to think towards school. You need to give them a little pump to keep the energy up to push through till the end of the season. And this is a great way to do it because it's not us. This is completely authentic. This is from our users. So you can utilize these comments to really provide them a little jump to end the year on a positive note. So, and then just a quick at right now, overall, our overall state rating for overall experience is 4.64. So we're doing pretty darn good out of 5 stars. So, and with that, I will take any questions you guys might have.
Very good. Questions for Derek. I just have a couple. What is the percentage rate of folks that complete review?
That's a great question. It's anywhere from 18 to 23%. It's depending on, we don't get a lot of the written reviews. It's always sometimes the star. You know, we've tried different things to get those percentages higher with. I think 1 year or for several years, we were giving a camper away. So if you filled out a review, you got your name put in for a camper giveaway, things like that. With the campground stuff, if you camp 15 times, you're getting 15 reviews. So a lot of times we're getting one of those stays, or if they had a really positive or really negative experience, we're getting that review. But those ones in the middle, sometimes they just don't go with it being filled out. So I think that's why it's a little bit lower.
Yeah.
So.
And then do we utilize like a reputation marketing firm that